டாக்டர்ஸு கிளீனிங் ஆன் ராபர்ட் எல்எஸ் ELLIS டேட் ஆஃப் கன்ஸ்டேஷன் இஸ் 4/7/22 டேட் ஆஃப் பர்த் இஸ் 11/10/39 திஸ் இஸ் அ கன்ஸ்டேஷன் ஃப்ரம் டாக்டர் டொனால்ட் ஒயிட் Donald White, W-H-I-T. Next paragraph. Dear Don, thank you for sending Robert Ellis for an evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is... COPD and shortness of breath. Next paragraph, his present illness. This is a 81-year-old male who has a past history of COPD as well as a right lower lobectomy for a benign lesion. Has been on home oxygen at 2 liters nasal cannula. The patient was hospitalized about 5 months ago with hypoxia and exacerbation of COPD, and has been using an Incruse Ellipta inhaler as well as albuterol inhaler on a PRN basis. He has a cough and he brings up clear mucus and also complains of some leg edema, but denies any fevers or chills. The most recent CT chest done in October 21 showed right lung base infiltrate as well as a left upper lobe infiltrate, suggestive of pneumonia and or aspiration. He was treated with antibiotics at the time. Period. Presently, he is having no yellow sputum, no fevers or chills. Next paragraph, past history includes history for COPD, history of bilateral hip replacement surgery, and history for peripheral vascular disease as well as peripheral neuropathy. He had a right lower lobectomy for benign disease, and he also had bilateral hip replacement surgery. He has an abdominal aortic aneurysm. Next paragraph. Habits of patients. Smoked 1.5 pack per day for 55 years. Occasional alcohol use. Next line. Allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph. Medlist, fluoxetine 20 milligrams daily, gabapentin 400 milligrams daily. I'm sorry, BID. Protonix 40 milligrams daily. Amlodipine 2.5 milligrams BID. Metoprolol 25 milligrams daily. Nortriptyline 25 milligrams daily. Simvastatin 40 milligrams HS. Aspirin 1 daily. Albuterol, NEBS, Q6-hour PRN, as well as Incruse Ellipta 1 puff a day. Next, paragraph. Family history. Mother died of breast cancer. Father died of brain aneurysm. Next, paragraph. System review. The patient had no recent weight loss. He has fatigue, he has cataracts and double vision. He has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency, dysuria, no hay fever. He has shortness of breath, wheezing and cough. And he has loose stools and constipation. And denies chest or jaw pain or palpitations, no leg swelling. I'm sorry, he has mild leg swelling, no anxiety, but has depression. He has joint pains, muscle aches, he has numbness of the extremities, decreased pulses, no seizures or headaches. Next paragraph, physical exam, this moderately overweight, elderly white male is alert, pale, no acute distress. Blood pressure 122 by 70, pulse is 72, respirations are 16, temps 97.8, weight is 170, saturation 92. HEND and non-phthalic pupils reactive. Tengis mais nasal kazini mantis torus clear. Next supplement, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with percussion or resonant throughout. Diffuse wheezes throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of irregular S1 and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, 1 plus edema. Decreased peripheral pulses. There is no cap tenderness or swelling. Reflexes are 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin no lesion. Next, paragraph, impression number one, COPD with emphysema and chronic bronchitis, number two, history of hypertension, number three is resolved pneumonia. Number four is depression. Number five is peripheral neuropathy. Number six is chronic kidney disease. And next paragraph plan. The patient has been advised to use O2 2 liters at night. Advised to get a chest x-ray this month as well as a complete pulmonary function study. He will continue with the nebulizer with albuterol solution, TIDPRN, and Incruse Ellipta 1 puff a day. And a follow-up visit will be arranged here approximately 4 weeks. thank you for this conversation. Can you please add in the past history? Past history also includes history for cataract surgery and implants, history of bronchoscopy, history of hemorrhoidectomy, and history of prostatectomy, as well as thoracoscopy with lobectomy. And that's it. Please add that in the past history. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Dr. Donald White. Donald White, MD. Thank you.